Action item number three, discussion and possible action on contract for bank depository services. John Hawes, CFO.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is a potential action item. I'm going to take just a few minutes to go through the background of the request for application that we did, the process, how we evaluated, and then what our recommendation. First slide. As you heard from Connie and Gail's comments, Wells Fargo has been our depository, is our current depository bank. Their bank and their predecessor banks, dating all the way back to First National Bank of Waco, as far back as we can go to the 1960s, has been the depository bank for the Brazos River Authority. They most recently were awarded this contract in a proposal process done back in 2006. It was for a two-year agreement, which is what's allowed under the Public Funds Investment Act, with 3 years of extensions. Those extensions were granted, and that contract now will expire in October 2011, which is, of course, why we're going out through this process. Just list this. We believe it's appropriate. It's not required under either the Public Funds Investment Act or it's not required under the Water Code to actually formally resolicit this, but the board is required to make the selection of our depository bank. But we nevertheless followed our process that we follow for most all of our other professional services contracts and went out and solicited this. Next slide. The process we did follow began in April. We issued an RFA, request for application. That's really the same thing as an RFP, but it's just in the depository bank depository world, they sort of use the word application there. It was issued in April. 18 banks were notified of the availability of the request for application that had local presence. We identified banks that had to have a local office, at least here in the Waco area. We held a pre-application conference a couple of weeks later. 6 banks of those 18 attended. And then when the applications were actually submitted in May, 3 of those 6 banks submitted an application. You can see those 3, BBVA, Compass, Extraco, and Wells Fargo. Next slide. The evaluation process included our staff, our finance staff, and also working with Valley View Consulting. Bill Cook is over here today, and Bill has helped us significantly. Valley View Consulting, as you all know, is our investment advisor we use to help us to select investments and negotiate our certificates of deposits and other securities that we do, but they also help us with this process, and they were very helpful in going through this and evaluating it. We, of course, based our evaluation on the qualifications of the firms. We looked at the fees that they proposed, and we also looked at the investment rates, because fees are just part of the equation. Obviously, what they charge us for the banking services is part of it, but then we have savings that we have invested in liquid funds, in money market accounts, if you will, and savings accounts with the bank, and so we were certainly interested in what the investment rates were going to be on that. We reviewed that. Then we sent out a request to all 3 and said, okay, we're going to – there were. It was a fairly close evaluation at that point. We sent out a best and final offer to all 3 of them electronically. They all submitted a best and final offer. There were some, each one of them had some changes to their proposal, to their application. We reviewed that. We narrowed it down to 2 banks at that particular point, BBVA, Compass, and Wells Fargo. We then, of course, we understand, certainly know Wells Fargo's capabilities, obviously, as we've talked about, since they're the current provider. We asked BBVA to come in to give us a demonstration of their system and also to meet the individuals that we'd be working with. They came in. We spent over 2 hours here in our offices where they brought a demo in, and we went through the system with our staff and met and asked an extensive amount of questions to make sure, really doing our due diligence, to make sure that we were comfortable with their capabilities and stuff, and we were. I think I can speak for everybody that was very satisfactory. Next slide. The looking at the financial summary, the net benefit, and this is actually positive. Now, clearly, there's some costs that banks will charge you to do to process and do the transaction business of a depository, but really those costs end up being overshadowed by the investment, the monies that we get back from the investment. So this is actually the net benefit to the Brazos River Authority over the first 2 years of the agreement and then over the 5 years if we end up going the entire 5 years. By the way, this agreement will be structured. It will be a two-year agreement. There'll be an option for three additional years. We will be bringing that back to you all after the 2 years with a recommendation of whether we exercise those remaining 3 years. But you can see that for a two-year period of time, you can see the net benefit from BBVA Compass. You can see the numbers there and the differential, and then over 5 years. Primarily, the difference was based, again, on the investment rate that BBVA offered. They offered us an option on the investment side where our savings that we have, that we keep in our reserves, that are liquid. Now, we keep the vast majority of our investments are in certificates of deposit. Again, you'll see this when I get to the investment report just in a little bit. The vast majority of our portfolio is in certificates of deposits, time deposits. But this is our liquid deposits that we keep, and we actually keep a fairly substantial amount due to projects and things like that I'll keep in there. And you can see that the net investment return, BBVA offered two things. They offered to base the results on LIBOR, which is the London, many of y'all know, the London Interbank rate, plus 20 basis points, and or a money market fund that they have, whichever one is greater. That would be our selection. Wells Fargo has just the money market account is what they had. Now, the money market accounts for both of them is pretty much a market sort of rate. Right now, it's roughly 25 basis points is what the money market account. LIBOR currently is about 19 basis points today. So if you add 20 basis points to that, that's about 39 basis points. So it's roughly a 14 or so basis points higher at this particular point. Of course, it'll be what it is at that particular point. But anyway, looking at that and plugging in the expected numbers, that's where we arrived at what the estimated benefit would be to us. Now, obviously, as rates go up over time, it's anybody's guess as to what that will be. It's really difficult to obviously project, especially over the next year or two or even 5 years, what they're going to be. But this is at least what it is at this particular point and what we believe is a fair representation of the economics of it. Based on that, the recommendation of staff is to enter in a contract with BBVA Compass for 2 years with an option for three additional years. And that would be our recommendation. I'll be happy to entertain any questions or any discussion that you all might have at this particular point.
Any questions for John? Hearing none, John, would you read the resolution, please?
Be it resolved that the General Manager CEO is authorized to enter into a contract for banking services with BBVA Compass for a period of 2 years with an option for three additional years containing such terms and conditions as the General Manager CEO shall determine to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority.
Heard to read the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Scott, second by Tesh. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
No.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson? Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Very much. Moving on.